From the moment the Nazis seized power in Germany in 1933, they inaugurated a series of quests in search of fabulous objects and places from mankind's earliest myths. The Lost Ark of the Covenant. The Holy Grail. The Spear of Longinus, which pierced Christ's side. And the Lost Continent of Atlantis. For Adolf Hitler, such places and objects held a dark promise of secret knowledge and limitless power. If the Nazis could find them, their armies would be invincible. Missions were dispatched all over the world from Wewelsburg Castle, the sinister heart of the Third Reich. Built on the intersection of four prehistoric pathways called ley lines, Wewelsburg was believed to lie in a zone of magical earth power, and thus a fitting place for the home of the Nazis' most elite troops, the dreaded SS.
Never forget, we are a knightly order, from which we cannot withdraw, to which we are recruited by blood.
Headed by Hitler's trusted lieutenant, Heinrich Himmler, the SS modeled themselves on an order of knights. The purest members of the Aryan race, they were the only men considered fit enough to pursue such ancient secrets as Atlantis.
The search for these sorts of objects had a dual purpose. On the one hand, it made for great publicity. I mean, this kind of stuff just looks good in the headlines, you know, where the archaeologists out looking for the Ark or have found the Spear of Longinus and it's coming to Berlin. And, you know, the archaeologists actually were out there in teams looking for these types of objects. That is, in fact, an accurate element in Spielberg's films. In fact, there was a major concern within the profession that German archaeologists were going to become the laughingstock of their colleagues outside of Germany because of this type of lunatic fringe research.
How and why German archaeologists became so obsessed with pursuing these mythical objects and places has its roots in the disaster of World War I and its terrible aftermath, in which the myth of Atlantis played a fateful role in the Nazis' rise to power.